2NURFM 103.7. We are one back from the Easter holidays, and the gentleman joining us is having the biggest extended Easter break I've heard of ever. Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, it's not a bad break. 3 weeks ahead to go to Tinseltown.
How did you score that? Oh, wait, you're the boss, so you can...
Yeah,
you
that's
can
right. Pencil in your own... I've asked very nicely of my boss, and he said, "Yes, Garth, you've worked so hard over the last couple of years, you can go."
Well, did you look?
It wasn't quite that.
Did you look in the mirror or something? And that bloke said it was okay.
Yeah.
So what is on for the big holiday?
Well, look, the huge film this week that's come out is called the Fate of the Furious. It's installment number 8 in the Wild Ride.
How many movies about stealing cars?
Wow! Look, yeah, this film had a huge resurgence, unfortunately, based on the untimely death of Paul Walker a number of years ago, but it seems that the community gathered around the film really supported it, and we've seen a little bit of a resurgence. So look, who doesn't love a film with very unrealistic explosions, car chases, and submarines all in together?
All right, let's have a listen.
You want to tell me why you just pulled me up? This teen crumpets eating criminal.
You know, I think that tight t-shirt's cutting up the circulation of your brain. You should get a bigger size.
You guys are gonna work together.
Love to.
Fair enough.
And it's a great lineup of people in this film as well. You know, Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, Charlize Theron, Jason Statham, Michelle Rodriguez, and Kurt Russell, Helen Mirren to boot. And yeah, it's a pretty big lineup.
They have pulled out some mighty big names there, haven't they?
They really have. And, you know, people, you know, love to be part of these films. And look, don't go into the film expecting any type of realism at all. These are high energy, high octane, fast paced type of films. And, you know, look, if you've seen these films before, you know what you're going to get, and you're probably going to love it.
Fair enough. Something a little heavier this week as well, a film that is out called Denial.
Yeah, this is a limited release film. This is, a little bit heavier. Michelle Weiss, Andrew Scott and Timothy Spall starring in this one. This is a film, and actually based on a true story, about the Holocaust and a couple of academics who pretty much were fighting against each other about whether the Holocaust existed and did the atrocities absolutely occur. And this is what I'm calling a legal thriller.
Okay, let's check out Denial.
Whatever the reasons that people become deniers, they often have an agenda which they won't admit to. You can have opinions about the Holocaust, but I won't meet with anyone who says the Holocaust didn't happen.
What did you say about him?
I think I called him a liar and falsifier of history.
You better get yourself lawyered up.
Well, we did say it was going to be a heavy film.
Absolutely, and a legal thriller as well. So if you like those type of films, it would be very, very good. But look, you know, Rachel Weisz is a fantastic actress, and will really do the story justice. It is based on a true story as well. So, something a little bit different. You know, in this time of school holidays when it's all about the kids' films, it's nice to have something there for the adults that's a little bit different.
I'll second that. And you're off, you mentioned, to Hollywood for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Off to Disneyland, Universal, do all that type of stuff with the kids. It'll be lovely.
I'll give you some tips on some great rides at those locations.
Oh, good.
Okay, stick around. I'll do that for you. In your absence, Dana will be joining us for the next few weeks.
Yes, the lovely Dana Pitcheloff, the marketing manager for Event Cinemas, will be here in studio telling you all about what's coming up at the movies over the couple of weeks.